I wouldn't be so upset about you recording on your phone if it didn't sound so bad. Like, it sounds so bad.
If I recall, that's the only reason why.
If I recall.
Oh, man.
I mean, Is that
are we going to get, like, you know how everyone does, like, a southern voice? Are we going to get, like, canceled in 15 years when it's, like, super offensive to do that? Gonna be like equated to like, hey, do like a Malaysian accent right now.
Malaysian, you know? what's a Malaysian accent? Do a Malaysian accent.
I can do a mean Taiwanese.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Holy shit!
Here we go. You're right now. See, that's what I'm saying, right? But I can be like, shit, brother, I fuck my mom, right? You know, no problem.
If it's really good, that is
no. You're
telling me you've done your
amazing, stereotypical.
I think I don't know. I think it's not so much the accent, but often the characterization of the person with the accent, right? Like,
yeah,
like you're not being like, oh man, I just came out of my embedded systems class and I just sure don't understand this thing about, it seems like microcapacitors inside the Arduino that we're using, and I don't really know what that means. You know, like you're not doing that, you know?
That's way too specific.
Instead you're like, man, I just ate my cat and that shit felt good. He was still alive though. Cut up my stomach.
Oh, so you just like a snake. You just unhinge your jaw and yeah. Just swallowed it whole.
I just unhinged my jaw and swallowed it whole. Like a snake.
Like a snake.
Shit, brother.
You see that
pie the other night?
What'd you and Jerry do?
Me and Jerry were playing with the outlet. You know, you stuck a fork in it. You know, I was trying to see the skeleton.
Yeah,
I didn't see no skeleton.
That's a free X-ray right there. I don't understand why you see no skeleton.
See, we canceled. Is this done?
I don't know.
No, man. It was fun.
As far as the Malaysian accent, this really isn't it, but I'm for it.
Yeah, this is great, dude.
Wait, we're doing like a British accent, like a French, right? It's like, all of a sudden I get to like, you know, so if I've told Tony, like, hey, man, can you do like, can you do something from like, I don't know, Tokyo or something?
It's so funny because like every time you say this, I'm just like, man, Tokyo Tower looks so cool. Nani Daijoubu Nani Deska. Like, that's where I'm at right now.
That's
all I can think about.
That's a good character, like a southern weeb. Yeah. I like that.
Did y'all cast a new episode of Hunter x Hunter last night? She was gooder than a motherfucker. I hope the author doesn't die, though. He's been on hiatus for years. These new episodes have been fire, though. Have you seen yours, dude, by X Family? That's my waifu. I take that girl down to the bayou anytime. Anytime. Lay her down right there in the field. What's up? Are we ready to start? Tommy left.
say sheesh, but with that, go sheesh. With that.
Sheesh. Sorry. I just had to do it one time. Oh, man. That voice is just so much fun to do, isn't it?
Hey,
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Everyday Nothing Special podcast. I am your host, Tino Bambino, and I'm happy to be here. It's a great little day. It's a great little day. Didn't rain today. I am here, of course, with my two lovely co-hosts, one of which is more lovely than the other, let's just say it. Tommy Gunn. Motherfucking Wait, Jones.
Am I the more lovely one?
Yeah, man. It's you. Oh.
What?
I wouldn't say that.
That's insane.
Let's say
you were just yelling at him.
Let's save this for the green room, right? Let's save this for the green room, right?
We have a green room?
Hey, guys. Kayfabe. Right? Let's be professional. And in our other corner, we have quite the character. Zeus the Goose. God of Thunder. Say what up, Zeus.
Say you like me.
I like you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, say I'm lovely, just, too. Fuck it. Say I'm lovely.
No, you're just saying that because you told him.
I'm sorry to feel like... I'm sorry, my freaking throat is breaking because I'm so peeved.
Dude, I need you to stay in character, right? Can you do that for me?
My life's not a character, man.
Yeah, well, but you are.
With me like that. Yeah, it's kind of, wait, I don't know if that's me. Does that mean?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
The way he said it. The way he said it.
It was dismissive the way I said it.
You are a character.
You are.
Yeah. You don't have it could have been anything. Like, I'm not a silly goose. You kind of are a silly goose, okay? you kind of are, okay?
Yeah, but, like, who gets to decide, right?
Wait, what's a silly goose? Because my experience with geese has always been terrifying.
Geese, yeah, fuck a geese, man. Actually,
I don't know what a silly goose is.
And people act tough, like, oh, bro, I'll fucking break a goose's neck. No, you won't. Shut up. No, you won't.
Maybe one of them, but there's, like, 20 more that will get you alive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to break... You're not going to kill a bird. All right? You're going to let it chase you around, and you're going to go to your car.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
It's scary.
That's true. I don't know if I can crack a bird's neck in public. You know what I mean?
I need a reason. I can't just kill it.
I need it to be very clear that it's attacking me.
Yeah, and even then, like, I don't know. If I saw some kid being chased by a goose, and then he turned around and snapped its neck. Yeah. It's like that kid's a psychopath. that kid has problems, man.
Just like, imagine. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just have the image in my head of, like, you know that, like, trepidation that you feel, like that flight in your body when you're like, should I help? Should I help? And then you just see the kid turn around and karate chop a goose.
I think what I would do if I had such an incline to do that is to grab one geese by the neck and use it as, like, a bat to swat away the other geese. And I may inadvertently snap its neck in the process, but it was not my intent.
Do you think that, do you think that when you go for their neck, they're gonna bite your arm though?
Oh, probably, but you know, I'll grip on. They ain't got teeth.
Do they not? Yeah, I guess not. But it still hurts when they bite.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They got a bite, bro.
It depends how strong the rage is.
Most time it's because, like, you're just on their fucking turf, man. Why don't you back up?
What if I dress up as a giant geese, like a giant goose, and just, like, stomp on their land? I wonder what they would do. I'm, like, so much bigger.
For sure, you'd get attacked. For sure.
Absolutely.
Like, no, because they intimidate each other, right? Right. What if I just intimidate them right back? You know, flap my wings, make a talking sound.
They'll fight you.
I'll bite them,
dude. But okay, the closest.
I'm in a suit. I'm fine.
The closest I actually got to fighting. Here. The closest I got to fighting a geese was Sarah and I one time took Coco out to the park right here.
Oh, no.
And there were a couple geese. Yeah, there were a couple geese just chilling there. And we were just walking Coco, and they looked at Coco, and they started side-eyed him, and then they started fucking, like, intimidating him. They started, like, flapping the wings and everything. And I thought, for the first time, I felt like a hero, because I was like, Sarah, take him inside. Take, you know what yeah. I was like?
Sarah, take Coco. Yeah.
And I was ready, bro.
Between me and the geese.
I was like, yo, you come at him, I will snap a neck.
Like, I will swing on you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's see, your, that's like your the kid. Only time. I know, that's like the only time I think I could do that to a goose.
On behalf of your cat?
Yeah, if it was just after me, I would be okay with it. But it's attacking something I care about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if I'm a dad, if I will beat up another dad ever.
You I don't think I mean? You could win, though.
Tommy,
my dad could totally beat up your dad.
Tommy, I love that in this imaginary scenario, Tommy already declares me the loser.
Like, you like, wouldn't, because you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You wouldn't win.
I think I would. I am a bitch, so I would be like, hey, son, like, here's a pocket knife. Next time,
just immediately go to like lethal violence.
Hey, bro, stay strapped.
Yeah. Hey, bro, next time, stick them. Make sure you do it around people so that they know not to fuck with you.
Yeah. And it's not like movies. You can't just do it one time. You got to do it a couple times.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to do it more than once. I love the idea of kneeling down with my son. And like after he's been bullied and saying
he's got like a black eye,
he's got like a black eye. It's like, hey man, sometimes you just gotta back down and take the L. I'm not gonna confront his dad. I don't want a black eye, dude. So thanks for taking one for the team. I'm really sorry. And sometimes that's all you get. So let this be a lesson to keep your head down. All right, champ?
I'd be like, son, we can move. Like, we can move, okay?
We can move. Wait, this reminds me of something. There's this one Korean show I was watching, okay? And it's called Angry Mom. And it's a mom who finds out her daughter's getting bullied. And there's always, like, this remark where everyone's like, wow, you look so young, to, like, the mom. So she's like, oh. So she has this bright idea to go like undercover and like be a student at the school to beat up her daughter's bullies. only to find out that the parents of the bully were her bullies in school.
Oh. Dude, what's it called? That sounds so good.
That sounds amazing.
Angry Mom.
Angry Mom. A Korean drama.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It's pretty good. It has moments where it's like, okay, but it's pretty good.
Yo, there have been some fucking insane shows. Have you guys heard of this show called MILF Manor?
No.
What website is this on?
I actually think it's on TV, like on actual television.
No.
No, I'm dead serious.
You're like, TLC? What is it?
Do you want me to look it up right now? I'll look it up.
Yeah, do it. Bring some facts.
It has to be on TLC, right? MILF Manor. I can only imagine what that's about. It has to be TLC.
Let's see. It's a reality show, and it's on Spun. Oh no, that's a production company. God damn. Oh, it's on TLC. Yeah, you're right. It's on TLC.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Okay. So, do you want to know the premise of the show?
I would love to.
Yeah, sure. Tell me.
It's like a dating show, right? Where they bring in all of these like older women, right, who are all like cougars basically, right, and moms, that's important, and they reveal the men that they'll be like vibing with, and it's all of their sons.
What?
It's all of their sons. I'm not what? Joking.
No.
I'm not joking. So like each there's
others?
Yes. So they're like 16 women there, like ready to like date.
It's a bit weird. I can't.
Men. And the contestants that they brought on are all of their fucking children. Are all
of
their
kids.
Oh my.
What were the odds that would.
It's it's fucked. Yeah. And let me tell you, it's so fucked and uncomfortable. The show is insane, dude. It's insane.
How many episodes are you in?
I haven't watched a single. I've only watched clips because I refuse to give that show money. Like I don't want to give it.
You're
any
watching
engagement.
The clips. You're making it. You're giving it some engagement.
I guess so. I'm also inadvertently plugging it right now.
Yes, you are. Go watch. What's it called again?
MILF Manor.
On TLC.
On TLC. Only on TLC. Dude,
do you know
only.
The Suns also want the MILFs? Like,
yes.
Do the Suns also
no.
Like,
that's why they were chosen. That's why they were chosen. That's because so weird. Because they're like, yeah, I'm trying to date older women, right?
Oh my god.
And like it's very funny seeing some of the boys being like kind of protective of their moms. Like they're just like so hanging weird. Around their mom all the time. Like, yeah, what's up? There's a one mom and son duo that honestly it's so sick, dude. It's so sick.
No.
That like I don't know. She just kind of comments on how like beautiful her son is and stuff, but in like a weird way. You know,
yeah. Give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
huh?
Like it gives.
I can't watch that.
It's fucking insane.
Sent shivers down my back.
And they do sleep like with you know like the other mom's kids. Like that's the whole point.
Well, I mean, that's the point of the show.
It's fucked up.
Could you? Oh my! DLC. Can you imagine? Okay, because in this scenario. You think you could do that with your mom?
Absolutely. No. What?
You think you could go and like wing your mom is your wingman?
No.
I think my mom is a lot of things, but I don't think she would make a good wingman. Absolutely not.
Oh, that's some insane show. I don't know how do you screen for like the contestants. That's crazy.
I have no fucking idea. But everyone on the show is fucking insane. And I'll find some Twitter clips and I'll send them to you guys after the show. But yeah, it's truly fucking wild. Anyway, the the reason why I brought it up is because
oh no
is what? Listen, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. Not as like, because naturally our like inclination is to picture ourselves as like the younger people, right? Like, wow, who would sign up to do that to like date? But like, could you imagine the fucking backlash there would be if the roles were reversed and it was like a bunch of dads and all of the dating contestants were all of their daughters? Like
you,
I think
you have a point.
I think
this show would break out into an immediate fist fight, first of all.
yeah, it would. Damn.
But like yeah. I cannot think of something so I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Like what is that? It's not like misogynistic. It's just insane. It's
creepy, man.
I'm just trying to think of the show title. So it'd be like what
Dilf.
It's gotta be an alliteration. Dilf,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Dilf, true Dilf. Or Daddy what's a house district with a D?
Yeah, that's what dorms. I'm thinking about for it too. Daddy Cat
Dorms.
Daddy Dorm. Dilf Dorm.
Daddy.
That's Dilf good. Dorm. I like that. That's good.
Dilf Dorm. That sounds so Dilf fucking dorm. Creepy.
Oh, yeah. And this is like makes it sound like college too. Oh, no.
Oh god, dude. It's and that's what I'm saying. It's insane. It's like why is this show allowed?
I mean, if everybody's consenting to it, there's no issues.
I mean, again, but I won't watch like, it. It's that weird double standard where it's like, if this was older men dating younger women, this would be fucking crazy. People would lose their goddamn.
Wait, yeah, they would. Yeah, but the original is still crazy.
The original is also insane, but. But I have to imagine that the show is popular because it's just the absolute insanity of it.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
tell me what you've been up to, man. I feel like I don't.
I've been I want to know. Tony, does this give off strong Jesus energy? Okay. No. So this is an ad. It's a swirly wanted $600. You'll pay $600 to have a swirly done. So the description is, this is the description. I need a white married woman to help me out with an unusual request that has to do with a toilet. I want a swirly. 600. If interested, contact blank for more details.
That is
serious
huge
replies
Jesus.
Only.
How is that my vibe?
Isn't that huge, Jesus?
How is that my vibe? Energy.
How is that my vibe?
Did you write that?
the names are blanked out, so maybe. It's a weird request. It's something that you want to experience.
That's insane that you were like, what are you talking about?
When I saw that, I was like, that's like a Jesus thing.
That's a Jesus. You see that and you're like, wow, man, I'm thinking of Jesus with that one.
Yeah. I just had to make sure it wasn't you, because it's like, The request here is a little bit out there, but the actual title, that's totally.
Also the cadence of how like I don't know, the rhythm of how it reads is just very much how you write things.
I know, but first of all, I would never be like, I need a white woman. I'd just be like, I need a woman. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's where it differs. Yeah. You would definitely exactly. Say woman, not white married woman.
And also, I wouldn't be afraid to come out and be like, I just need a swirly. I want to experience it for the first time. Okay. I want to know what it's like. I never got it. You know?
I don't think that guy is any different, though. that's the thing. You're making
exactly.
A lot of. Yeah.
Right.
He's normal.
Right.
It's a swirly.
Right.
That's me and him are different.
I think you would get along with this guy.
I think
that's
so as well.
Fucked up that you're probably right.
Insane. In fucking
I saw that. I saw that today and I just had to share it. I was like, this is strong, Jesus. I gotta know if I'm the only one. I'm glad.
Okay, what are you looking up though? Like, what are you looking
It's on Reddit. It's weird Craigslist ads or whatever. So I was just curious and saw that, and I was like, oh, I got it.
I thought you were looking for like potential, like, oh shit, I gotta hop on Craigslist and see what's on here.
No.
It's wanted page like, goes crazy. It's
like crackhead Craigslist or something. I forget what it is.
Crackhead Craigslist.
There's a lot of used gum.
That's like the people on Reddit that's like, how do I install Black Twitter? How can I find crackhead Craigslist?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I wanted to ask you guys, because I've been having ideas about this. And then I saw that this was already a thing, and I was upset because I thought I was being original. But so I've been thinking lately about Twitch streaming me studying to kind of help with, like, I don't know, making it feel like I'm not so kind of vapid and intense and self-loathing. And instead I could do that in front of anyone who stops by.
so which just would, live stream yourself studying?
Yeah, just spiraling. Studying.
What are you studying?
For interviews mostly. Oh, so coding
okay.
And stuff like that.
So
but
you call it like studying with Tony.
Yeah, like study with
10
me.
10 hours, chill out, beats to relax and study to with
pretty
Tony.
Much. My voice. My grading fucking but
yeah, I think it'd be really good. You'll really be able to document the descent into
madness.
True studying Tony.
Yeah, it's
you know,
not
it's
fun.
Like it's like as you study, we study you.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah, right.
But the
or study
where,
with
where
kind
that...
of thing. Because there's like people that do that already.
They
study
are.
Things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's not too outlandish. It's just, you know, make sure you have all your clothes on.
what? But where that idea.
You need advertisement friendly stuff.
You got it, man. I'm not that much of a degenerate. Where is this coming from? What's this energy?
You last episode said you wanted to walk around completely in the buff in public.
I'm just saying that America should let me. I'm not saying I'm going to. But where that idea came from was I wanted to Twitch, like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, Nuzlocke for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Explain. So it's where like Twitch chat will put in commands to do stuff in a Pokemon game, right? And it's just like Twitch chat chaotically trying to like move around and play Pokemon, and you know, so like they have to do everything. They have to select, they have to play the game, but it's all of Twitch chat putting in like you know putting in commands into Pokemon, basically, right? And I wanted to do that, but for like my dating apps.
All right.
You know, so like I have Twitch chat set up so that people can say left or right and like swipe left and swipe right on people, and then if I get a match, people can like Twitch chat will type messages and like send it out.
Oh no.
Yeah. That last word is gonna be, you need a lot of moderation there.
Yeah, you gotta need a lot of moderation.
Gotta get that backspace ready.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think Twitch chat could send it. I think they would only be allowed to type the messages.
Gotcha.
But
that's a good idea though.
It is a good idea, right? But apparently it's already like been done. Apparently people are already doing that.
Yeah, I think there's like a movie also that is like that.
A movie?
Yeah, they did a movie where some guy did that kind of thing. It's like, you decide my fate or whatever.
Oh.
It didn't do very well, I think.
I think I remember that movie.
Because I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, people have done this. I think what now is like the people just swipe on Tinder and just get their chat's advice to like, so what are we thinking about this one?
And, you know.
So what's like a good opener?
Insane. That's people's game now.
Yeah.
Fucking asking Twitch chat.
That's a good idea, man. You should do some study streams, man. I'll hop in. I'll say hi.
And then leave.
I'll be like, hey, you want to play? No, I'll be like, want to play a quick chess game just to like, you know, keep your mind off. You know, it seems like you need a little break.
Your mind off the studying.
Yeah, want to open up a CS:GO case real quick?
Stop, dude. You have to stop. You're
he's
addicted.
Like the devil on your shoulder.
I'm not addicted. It's not an addiction when it's.
I'm
like,
gonna put a
once
cold,
a weekend.
I'm gonna put a cold open of both times. You were like, hey, let's open up some CSGO cases. What's up, my brother? Are you trying to open up some CSGO cases?
Oh, right. I'll be on the computer. I swear.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, man. Just take
no
your
worry,
time.
I'm going to open up some CSGO cases for in your honor. All right, so we unlocking CSGO cases or what, brother?
All right, fuck. I'm sorry.
We're unlocking CSGO cases?
That sounds like a code for something else, but it isn't.
There's value in it.
I imagine he says that as he's scratching his belly.
Insane. There's value in it. He's scratching his stomach like a monkey.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, he can stop anytime he wants.
I'm so tired. I'm really tired. What puts you guys to sleep?
What puts me to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, my sleep at Pattern recently has been ass. Lately, I have to consciously be like, I'm going to sleep. I turn off my phone. I take off any like ear paraphernalia. And then I just close my eyes and I'm just like, this is it. I have to sleep. I have to go to sleep.
This is it. This is the end.
No, and I have to be like, I have to be like, you're tired. Like, you are tired. Like, why are you denying that you're mm-hmm. tired? Go to sleep. It's done. Go to sleep. And then next thing you know, I'm awake. And I'm like, that shit worked. Because I was just, I would just, like, I would just end up, like, just staying up way later than I needed to, you know? Like, I'd get in bed, maybe it's, like, 11, and then next thing I know, I look, it's, like, 12:15, and I'm just, like, any further now, I'm just going to get, like, 5 hours of sleep, so,
That's, you know, way just, later for you? I went to bed last night at 3 a.m.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
That's insane. I know, my life is hell.
That's insane, man. You got, like, I just needed order in my life, you know? I needed it, and that's what I'm doing now. And it's working.
I mean, that's good. I know you've been sleeping earlier and shit. Tommy, what puts you to sleep?
Just a few milligrams short of a lethal dose.
I've tried. I don't know if you're talking about melatonin, but like I've wanted to do melatonin, but I've heard melatonin dreams suck.
I was talking about those things that the state uses to put you to sleep forever.
Hey, man.
You good, bro?
We care about you.
That stuff's expensive, bro. I ain't gonna let it go to waste.
It's not, I wonder how much.
Didn't understand a word of that. What? Trying to get it. What?
I'm gonna cut that out.
What time are you going to sleep?
No, leave it. Leave it. Leave it. We die like men. What'd you say?
Tommy, what time do you go to sleep? It's like hit the hate time.
I don't. Oh, go to bed or go to sleep? Because those are two.
Go to bed. Yeah, it's like, hey, I have to go to bed now.
Ooh, let's see. I don't want to stay up past one. So okay. I usually go 12:40 or 1:30.
Fuck, I have a problem, don't I?
If I have to, like, if I have to be up at, like, well, if I have to start doing things after 12 the next day, I stay up until, like, 3 o'clock.
Fuck, I have a problem, damn, bro.
What's your problem?
Wait, do you knock out, though? Like,
me?
Yeah, do you, like, when it's time to sleep, are you just like, time to go to sleep, and then you just snooze off? Or are you like, time to go to sleep, now time to start my sleep routine, put on my favorite video?
Nope. I just stay up until I can no longer hold the phone up because I'm falling asleep.
So, but you do, like, okay, so you're just watching videos, getting sleepier, and then you're just like, all right, time to sleep.
Yeah, because that's, like, the most genuine sleep. I don't even realize it.
I agree with that. You know, it's, I feel like the things, because I do have sleep aids, like things that put me to sleep easier, but the thing is, it's inopportune. Like, the things that put me to sleep, I shouldn't be sleeping during, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm in my car, I could knock.
No.
Yeah,
no, yeah, I'm
so relaxed.
Just gotta roll down the window.
Oh God, you roll down the window. You get a little bit of the breeze. But like, or like, if I'm in bumper to bumper traffic, dude, I'm just stopped and I'm just seeing like all the red lights roll into the distance, into the horizon.
Roll into the distance.
I'm like, fuck, man.
This the little rumbling of your car.
Oh man, the little rumble. The because you haven't fixed whatever that problem is. Just stalling your engine. Just, oh God, I could fall asleep. And I have a little group of friends that we do like Discord calls and stuff. And I can't tell you, man, how much a conversation just puts me right the fuck to sleep. And it's so fucked up because I use them, man. I get them in the call.
It's coming clean.
I get them in the call. I get them talking, man. I get them talking. I get them engaged. And then I'm gone.
Oh, my God.
And then that's, I'm gone. So
fucked. Hey, whatever works.
I'm asleep, bro. And they're like, is Tony dead? Nah, bro. Tony's living. Tony's fucking living, dude.
Is he dead? No, he's living.
I don't know what to do about that.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think you gotta, like, I'm slowly, I feel like a freaking addict because I'm like, I used to be just like that. Watch a video, and next thing I know, it's like the phone is on my belly, and it's like 7 a.m, you know. But at a certain point, it stopped making me sleep, and now I just have to make a conscious decision of like, this is bedtime. I sleep here. I sleep now, and so turning everything off, and I'm just like in darkness, just like I was as a child. And we go to not in a bad way. Just like, you know, as a child, I didn't have a phone.
In darkness.
I didn't have like a phone.
His life as a child.
In my cage, as my mom intended.
All darkness. All is right with the world.
You knew what you said as you said it. You knew, too.
Well, it's, I knock out because when I do it, I'm like, I'm never going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay up for 45 minutes. I'm out in 10, man. I'm out in 10.
I don't know if you know what like pacing in your own chair looks like, but that's basically what I'm doing so I could stay awake right now. I'm struggling, dude. I'm struggling. You guys are doing it for me, man. Keep talking, man. Keep talking.
We're hitting that spot, bro.
How do you pace in a chair? I was just trying.
Yeah, I'm
that.
Just like I'm just like moving. To the other? I'm just like bouncing off my elbows. You know what I mean?
Well, like a rocking chair almost.
Not like a rocking chair. Not like my whole body back and forth.
He's going side by side?
I'm going side by side, like with my head. Like I'm leaning my head on like one arm, and then I'm like leaning my head on the other arm, and then I'm going back to the other arm. You know what I mean?
You should bring it around town.
Bring it around
town. Fucking have ADHD. All right. Listen, man.
What? I'm listening too. Are we the man? He said, "Listen, man. Are we the man?"
I got some crazy news for y'all.
Shit. Oh, he got crazy news.
I do have crazy news.
Well, save it for next episode.
Huh?
Thanks for watching, listening. I'm just.
You could have, man.
All right. Well, I guess that's no. Wait, I did actually want to tell you. Crazy
tell
news.
Me, tell me.
So I just went to a doctor's appointment. An eye doctor appointment.
Because I need. You said it, I died.
No. I just went to an eye doctor appointment. I died appointment.
Oh no.
I went to an eye doctor appointment, and. I was just getting an eye exam, another prescription or whatever, right? And then the weird, like, the energy shifted. it's like the best way to explain it. Like,
did you become the eye doctor? Did you see that clearly after?
No, but you know that thing where like a doctor stops to talk to you about a disease, you know? Like that energy shift happened.
Oh.
And I was like, and so the eye doctor was like, okay. And I was like, oh, what are we about to talk about?
Oh no.
And she was like, so what we're seeing is that because your vision is getting like progressively and progressively worse, you might have this condition called keratitis or something.
You got carrots in your eyes?
I got carrots in my eyes.
Dude, no, carrots farm aconis. Them. Make some. Oh,
carrots aconis. So
he got nails growing in his eyes.
the thing is, it's like astigmatism, but worse.
Oh no! Oh.
So like the thing that happens is that like your cornea gets even thinner and gradually like bulges outward into a Ooh. Fucking cone. And so the doctor is telling me this, and I'm like, she's telling me I'm going to go blind. She's telling me I'm going to go blind.
Oh my God.
And I was, but she was like, and this is what I'm saying, man, doctors are the fucking worst. Cause she's explaining all of this shit to me, telling me all. And I'm like, okay. And this is where the part you tell me where my eyes are going to bulge out eventually. Right. That's what you're about to tell me? Uh-huh. And she's like, so you should get contacts. And I'm like, you bitch. You bitch. You fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Holy shit.
So Holy fucked shit. Up. You're an eye doctor. Arguably the sense that I value the most. You know?
Watch really hard to be a game show host. That's what.
But apparently, I could have a medical condition where I'm like medically required to wear contact lenses. So this might be the end of old glasses, Tony.
Don't say that.
Don't do this to me, Tony.
I'm not ready, man.
This might be the end.
I don't know. Stop.
The glasses were part of your identity.
I didn't even get to say it.
Can you get fake ones?
Like we were just saying hello.
No, man.
Would you do that for us?
Oh my! Can you please? I'll buy them.
I'm sorry.
I'll just get the fake ones.
I will be wearing sunglasses more easily now. You know, that's a benefit.
I can't.
So you will be seeing me with sunglasses. But
no.
But that's it, man. Tino's rocking no glasses.
Tino no glass Bino.
Tino.
There's an easier way to say that.
Bro, you're gonna have to put shit on your eye.
Tino glasses Bambino.
No glass Bambino. You definitely there didn't it get it. No,
you got it. You got it. No, I got it.
So yeah, apparently that's why, like, looking at, you know,
the sun
anything. Yeah. Why looking at any light source causes me confusion and disorientation is just because, like, yeah, it's just.
He's got carrots in his eyes.
I got carrots in my eyes, so I got to get contacts. Untreated keratoconus can lead to permanent vision loss.
Shit.
That's what.
And you treat it by contact lenses?
Not really a treatment.
Okay. You need surgery then?
There is no cure for keratoconus, but you can manage it effectively. Okay, with treatment. The most effective treatment for this condition depends on its severity. Oh, there are several treatments.
You just gotta stare at the sun. You eventually go blind.
Keratoconus causes vision to slowly worsen over time and is usually asymmetric. That's true. My right eye is fucked.
Really?
While it does not cause blindness, it makes people more dependent upon glasses and contact lenses. In advanced cases, visions can only be corrected with hard contact lenses or surgery.
There you go.
So,
So you'll be like the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah. Eventually, I'll be wearing glasses so fucking thick that it does that thing that it does where, like, it makes your eyes kind of bigger when other people are looking at it. Like, other people look at your eyes.
When we see you, we can see around your head.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. I look forward to that.
But I was very excited to tell you guys that that my doctor almost scared me because I thought she was going to tell me I had fucking glaucoma or some shit.
Well, and said she's like, same thing to us.
Wait, so you do? Okay, so there's a chance you might have it. How do you test for this?
Basically, they're gonna take me in next week, and they're gonna see if I they're gonna do like this contact lens test where they're gonna try to see if my cornea fits in a certain way or some shit. So they basically have to do more testing, and if that is the case, then yeah, I gotta get contacts.
Wait, man.
So there's a chance that glasses Tony stays.
There is a chance. And just to be clear, it is good to have both. Like I will have glasses around. I just won't be wearing them all the time. If I do have them, they'll be like backups.
It's good to know. It's relieving.
Back up.
But when you get contacts, or if you get contacts, just let me know so I can like set reminders so you cannot sleep with them on.
Oh, for real?
For real.
Yeah.
You don't want them bouncing around in there.
Yeah, because what if motherfucker gets stuck up inside your eyeball, bro? I know. Surgery
I was
shit?
Talking to him. I'm like, I do boxing. Can I just like not wear contacts? He's like, no. Maybe. He was like, no. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Bro, when they make you read the they're like, okay, so can you read the third line? And you clearly can't. You clearly can't read that fucking third line. And then you do? Are you just like, are you genuinely try your best? Because I've been recently, I've just been like, I can't read it. Like, I can't read that. And they'll be like, can you try? I'm like, I'm like, Z. I'm like genuinely X, I don't know, like R.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you have the right of it because sometimes they're like, can you read that third line? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Like UHNP. And they're like, okay, cool. And then they'll switch it and it's even more blurry. And you're like, maybe I should have said no.
Dude, that's, I did that when I was a kid. When, like, I remember there was like, he made me read like the fifth line. I can't even see it. Right. I can make out a P or like a T or something. And then my dad is the one who took me to the appointment. And then the doctor's like, okay, read the bottom line. I was like, okay, fucking, I can't read it, but let me guess. And I guessed. And after the appointment, my dad's like, dude, you killed that shit. That fifth line, you got it. Oh, and I'm like, no.
No.
I couldn't see it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see it, man. Oh, God. Yeah, but with doctors lately, I've just been telling them, like, nah. You don't get it. That's not it. You don't understand.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you have to, man. Doctors have had it too good for too long.
They have, man. They need to get put in their place.
They need to be taken fucking down a notch. So, yeah. Hear do, that, man. People? Take down your doctors.
Take down your doctors. Punch them in the face. Tear down their lab equipment. They're doctors. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? You think you can't fight a doctor? They're basically glorified nerds. Knock exactly. that shit over.
So bro, and they can't snitch, bro. They can't snitch if you beat their ass, bro. HIPAA.
Patient-doctor confidentiality, violence. Guys. Patient-doctor violence.
Your doctor today.
You know what we can find the fifth read the fifth line of is the fifth line of the fucking outro, baby. Hey Tommy, take us out.
Yo, I don't have a script in front of me, so there ain't no lines.
It's in the Discord, baby. It's in the Discord.
You can just say it from your heart.
Yeah, but also speak from your heart.
Wait, it's in my heart.
Don't read a script. Bring it out from your heart. No, don't read anything, brother.
I can't spit to my heart.
Spit bars.
It's a closed system. I can't get it.
Hey, everybody! Like, thanks so much for listening.
You like that? So, okay.
Oh, you motherfucker! You had to step on his toes.
Yeah, exactly. You do it then. You do it then. You do it.
Hey, Tommy, take us out.
You know what, Tony? I think I will. I don't know.
Hi.
See you on the flip.
Like, comment, share, subscribe, share with your friends if you like this. Go meet up your doctor today. That's too good for too long.
Catch you on the flip.
Which is actually a fast trade.
Beat them up. Beat them all up.